Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. In biblical times, God demanded that the Jews must be seen by him and they must see God. Therefore, three times a year, the Jews must go up to the temple during the Jewish feast days. That's the headline. Winky Medad will join me at the broadcast table to explain why the Jews must go up to the temple three times a year.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Jewish holy day Shavuot. This is the Feast of Pentecost.
It's one of the three what we call pilgrimage festivals that three times a year, according to the Bible, Jews, when the temple was existing, had to go to Jerusalem at least three times a year. We're talking about the holiday of Passover. That's followed exactly 50 days later by the Shavuot, the Pentecostal holiday. And then after the summer is over and after the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the high holy days, the New Year and the Day of Atonement, we have the Sukkot festival. And then again, that is the third festival, of course, as you mentioned, two in the spring, basically, and one in the fall.
Are there other reasons for the Jewish people having to go up to Jerusalem, make Aliyah, in other words, on these three pilgrim feasts? What was the main reason for bringing them to the temple?
According to the Torah, a Jew is obliged to see God and be seen by God. That's the Hebrew translation of the commandment, to be seen and to see. And the rabbis interpret that as coming to the temple precincts, so that you know where God resides in terms of the temple and what we call his holy presence. Number one, it's a unifying factor. And secondly, is the fact that it creates a community. You came because you had a religious obligation, because you honored, respected, and you felt that God's word was to be obeyed. And so you came three times a year. There are many aspects that show that the natural life of the Jews 2,000 years ago or more was an agricultural-based society, which explains a lot about how laws are made and how we have love, respect, and honor and devotion, Jimmy, to the land of Israel. It's not just something abstract.
Winky Medad explaining the three pilgrim feast days when the Jews must go up to the temple to see God and be seen of God. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. When God gave the Jews the seven feast days there in Leviticus 23, he gave them these feasts with a prophetic significance. And the three pilgrim feast days were significant as well. Acts chapter 2 and verse 5 says that Jews from every part of the world were in Jerusalem on the Feast of Pentecost, which was a Jewish pilgrim feast day. And by the way, that's the day that the church began, on the Feast of Pentecost. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...